Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker, along with my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, man, it's a week from the election as we do this.
Are we done with this yet?
I mean, I think they're on the final lap, and they're on the, what do they call that, the wrap-up speech. And, you know, their summary of who they are and what they are. And a lot of people, I mean, what, 50, 60, 70 million people have already voted?
Yeah, what's that about? So, I mean, there's a lot of early voting this go-around.
And I haven't heard anyone particularly, I don't think, guess about who these people are. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they the hardcore Republicans or Democrats or what?
Right, or a little of both, maybe.
I mean, I can't vote where I am. They don't allow it. You can't advance vote. But, you know, the people in Georgia, I mean, people in Texas, my boy Ted, he voted.
Yeah, we have it.
Good. You know, he did. He went on a day they didn't have any lines, and he went there and voted.
Well, they're pitching it that way. I noticed even here, they're saying, hey, it's great. They interview people, and they say, yeah, it was great. There was no one in line. I just went down. I did it on my time.
It's a great thing. I mean, I did it in Tennessee always.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Not living there right now. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it's just, I know people are going to be the most extreme here toward the end because they're trying to close. They're trying to close the sale. And, you know, I think a lot of us would rather have somebody else running on the Republican side and somebody else running on the Democratic side.
That's fair.
But we've got the two choices we've got, and you've got to pick. And many people have already picked.
I was going to say,
I'm really offended by, though, really offended by the, you know, number one, the Drudge Report. That's going to be long after this is over with. I'm done with them pretty much.
Wow, that's a lot.
I mean, he's gone from being a Rush Limbaugh supporter that Rush talked about all the time to being the farthest nut left winger in the bunch.
What?
In fact, you look at his list of almost the whole Drudge Report. Every day lately has been the most negative story on top of the most negative story about Trump.
That's wild. You know,
and yes, there are a lot of negative stories because that's what the people are looking for, that are the far left ones that do control the media. And people say that, and it's just not true. Yes, it is true.
It's apparent. I mean, people got their head in the sand if they think it isn't. But I'll say,
I mean, really, I'm into journalism. I've been in newspapers all my life.
Yeah, sure.
I know the people at these places, and you can go in a newsroom at just about any place in the Northeast, for example, or in California, and it would be hard pressed to find anybody that's not, you know, somewhere on the left of the page. Mm-hmm. Some are more crazy than others. In the wire services and the people. I mean, look at the newsroom of the Washington Post revolting because they didn't endorse anybody for president on the opinion page.
Right.
It shouldn't be their concern. As regular citizens or subscribers, they can have a vote in that. But as a newsroom upset because they didn't endorse the candidate that they all want, you read the stories and it's just ridiculous. Same with the LA Times. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so far not a fair playing field.
I got to tell you.
One more time, Trump called Hitler, you know, it makes me crazy.
I agree with you. And
he's not Hitler. He's got a lot of problems. He's got a lot of stuff that he does. But no one is Hitler. And, you know, Hitler is Hitler. And that's the worst thing. And the people throw that around. There's nothing that's ever been like Auschwitz, and pray to God we never have it happen again.
Agree.
There's nobody that's ever been like Hitler, and hope to God we never have anybody like happen again.
I agree
that
with that,
pure
too.
Pure evil. And that is just wrong to – Trump is not that. He has a lot of faults, but come on, folks. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and it's coming from these actors and actresses that are dramatic in their lifestyle anyway. And in this day and time, does anybody really give a hoot what an actor does, endorsements?
Well, I was just going to say, you brought this up. You're talking about the Drudge and how they've gone, you know, the way of the left or the extreme or whatever. And it used to be right. Now it's left. And I look at the Washington Post, right? And you brought that up, too. I don't even read things from the Washington Post anymore, just like I don't maybe from, I don't want to say the New York Times, but either way, I look at Washington Post and I think this story is not without bias, so I'm not reading it. And I think the same thing is happening with the actors and actresses. When you see the guys, and I'll just throw this out there, like De Niro. Wasn't it De Niro that came out and was so hateful?
And Barkin. You know,
and Barkin. You see that, and now you just turn the other way. I turn the other way. I'm like, I don't want to hear what they have to say, and
I
don't want to watch the movies they're in.
It does affect that.
It does.
And the same way with people who are kooky on the right.
I agree.
Everybody has a right to back whoever you want and to be whoever you want.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guess it's good that somebody is a real cheerleader for their team, but it does affect how I think about people, and this time particularly. I mean, I've been around long enough to be through a lot of elections.
Sure, yeah.
And I've seen the hate there was for Nixon. Mm-hmm. I've seen the hate there was for Reagan.
Yeah.
I've seen the hate there was for Obama. I've seen a lot of hate.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the hate for Trump is the Trump derangement syndrome, as it's called.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it wasn't hateful, if it was just an opinion, and you were just giving me an opinion, right? And we do that on this program a lot, on this podcast, where we give our opinions, and your opinion is valuable to me because you've seen a lot of things that I'll probably never see in my lifetime just because of what you do for a living, but also because you've been around for a long time, you've been close to a lot of people that have a lot of power, and so you've seen it firsthand, and I respect that. But I look at it, and I think about your opinion, and I go, okay, it's an opinion. You're not spewing hate about either one of the candidates. I'm not spewing hate. When it gets angry, when it gets, you know, directed at someone or name calling so severely like is happening right now, I get turned off. I get very turned off by that.
Well, I think a lot of people have done that too, and they may be the people who've already voted.
Yeah.
They made up their mind and they don't want to hear, you know, what's going to happen in the final quarter.
Right.
I mean, when you're for a team,
mm-hmm.
in this case, it's Republican and Democrat, but you're for a team in sports. And sometimes you can get really into your team.
Yeah.
I hate the Cleveland Browns, you know, and I know people in Pittsburgh don't like the Cleveland Browns. And
sure.
You really get to that kind of thing, and the Yankees versus the Mets, you know, and the different things that people get into their sports teams.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. Auburn, Alabama. In the state that I'm from, you know, but even then, I mean, people don't like the other team, but it doesn't go to the point, you know, where they're Hitler. I wish they would die. You know, I mean, some of these scale things, but and sometimes people go crazy and say nutty things sometimes it takes that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes shock to wake people up. Maybe that's happened in this election. Since we don't know how it's turned out, we don't know yet.
Yeah, this is true.
But one thing that concerns me, and I've listened to some New York talk shows
mm-hmm.
and guests some people that are sharp, that write columns for papers, and I know whose team they're for.
Yeah.
But I hear it from them and I hear it from others that people fear violence after this election.
Mm.
I mean, worry about that. I mean, no matter who wins.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't know who these people are that are going to get violent. I mean, I don't know.
On the
anti-Israel side. I don't know. I don't know who these people are that they perceive will be violent, you know, like the people were in Portland, mm-hmm. you know, where they were
yeah.
crazy out
Antifa.
There.
Antifa, that was all Antifa.
I just don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're talking about left or right. I think they're talking about equal. No matter who wins, there's going to be the other side that's going to be, you know, just violent. And God, I hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, it just feels like this whole thing has been just weird.
I agree with you.
Biden gone, you know, and Harris in. The whole thing that Trump just stomped on everybody that ran against him.
Yeah.
So, how this is going to turn out, you know, nobody knows. And I hope that one or the other wins big.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there'll be less of a reaction.
I hope this thing is not a photo finish.
Yeah.
I really hope it isn't, or not even close.
Yeah, I agree. A landslide victory for either side.
Either side.
Might ensure less reaction.
I hope.
I hope. I hope so too.
We were really wrong, you know. But if it's a photo finish, I mean, Lord, I mean,
I also think with this election, and more than any other that I've ever experienced in my lifetime, is more predetermined by people, voters, right? I feel like you could have the election a month ago and it would have been the same. As soon as, you know, I don't think they're giving us anything new to vote for. I don't think anybody's getting moved to one side or the other.
You see some of these people, you know, and some of these, the View type crowd.
Yeah.
That's going crazy over this guy that's not funny to me at all. Mm-hmm. I don't even know his name, and I don't want to know his name.
Yeah.
This rally in Madison Square Garden. He did a joke about Puerto Rico. It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Trump didn't say it. The unknown comic, mm-hmm. you know, nobody laughed in the audience, which ought to tell you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so people, you know, they're trying to find anything they can grasp onto, anything to make it, you know, negative to that side of the page. I don't see that happening as much trying to do that to the Harris thing, other than they keep calling her stupid all the time. And I don't think that woman is stupid. I mean, you can say what you want about her,
yeah,
but you don't get to be where she is and be stupid.
No.
So let's not be stupid and call her stupid, because she's not stupid.
It is getting tiresome.
Is she as glib as some other people? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and has she been guarded? Yes. Has she put herself open to doing a Joe Rogan podcast? No. She wanted to do it for an hour and you had to come to her. Well, that's not what the rules were. You had to go to Joe and do it in Austin. So, you know, I think she lost an opportunity there.
I would agree with that. But yeah, I think it's getting tiresome. I think they're just beating the same drum over and over. And I don't see anything new. I don't see, you know, as much as they've gone with Trump being Hitler or Kamala not putting policies out, it's just tiresome because nobody's rectifying any of that. They say,
you know, everybody's promising all these things that mm-hmm. are ridiculous, that aren't on both sides, that aren't, you got to get it through Congress. The president can do some things mm-hmm. in executive power, you know, involving the border. There's some temporary things they can do, and they did. You know, there's some things they can do, but they're not the king.
Yeah.
And you got to go through the Congress to do things. You know, they can appoint a judge, but it's got to be the Congress people that say it's okay for
right.
them to go serve.
Right.
And
right.
pretty much everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see where this is at the end of the day, but take with a big grain of salt everything that both sides have said of what they promised to do, because the old saying is, don't make promises you can't keep. I don't know how in the world they're going to take the tax off of Social Security or off of tips.
Right, right.
I mean, some of this stuff, the country's got to have money to run on.
Right,
and
right.
it's got fixed expenses, and so I don't know how they're going to do some of that stuff, but it sure sounds good. But
I will say this. I just interject. I have to vote on the 5th. I moved and I didn't register in the new county in time and blah, blah, blah. So I've got to do it. I can do it in person. I got to take whatever,
me
my
too.
Passport, whatever. So I'm going to do all that. But I encourage people, as much as they feel like, oh, I'm on this side or I'm on that side or it doesn't matter about my vote, I encourage people to vote, because there's a lot of local stuff going on. You know it in your state, your county. And that's
not as much as in some elections, but there are probate judges and things that
yeah,
are
yeah,
real maybe, important. That,
they are
that
real.
You.
I agree. So get out there and do that. Vote for those people and get to know who they are a little bit and vote for them, because it does affect your local community.
It does. And so moving on. And so anyway, that is obviously the 1,000-ton gorilla
yeah.
that's in the room.
Sitting
and
on everyone's chest.
We didn't ignore it, and we can't ignore it.
Yeah.
And may the best candidate win, and may they win by a lot.
A lot.
Indeed, win by a lot. I got caught up in a fraud thing with a credit card.
Oh no!
This past week, got a text, and it said from the United States Postal Service. I've seen their emails before. Mm-hmm. It looked like one.
Yeah,
I looked in the bottom of it down there where they have the copyright and that kind of stuff, and it was the right address: USPS.com/tracker something other. And it said I owed 30 cents because some package that was being sent to me was wrong zip code, and it needed to be redirected. And in order for me to get it, I got to pay the 30-cent postage due.
Yeah.
I said, okay. We talked. In fact, partner talked about it, and we both said, okay. Well, so I put in my American Express and filled it out, and hit send, and it spun around, and it never. It went on for about a minute, and I said, something doesn't feel right here, and so cut the phone off, disconnected it, cut it off, and I immediately called American Express, and they said they caught it.
Wow.
And it was wrong. It was a crook. It was a crooks. They had stopped it, and they had to change my number and send me a new card and all these things that are attached to my credit. I pay almost a lot of my bills with my American Express.
I do too. Yeah,
because I get points, and then I pay
it
all
I do.
Off.
I do it for that too.
I pay it all off. And so it's better than doing, it's just easier.
Yeah.
So now I've got to go through, I've got to go through people.
Oh, Jimmy.
And try to remember. One good thing is they changed the number. And so I've been trying to figure out how to cancel this car wash service, but it canceled that.
Auto
cancel. Yeah, that canceled that. But I hadn't been able to get anybody to do it otherwise. But,
yeah.
Oh, it's just, man, you just got to be so careful.
Yeah, you do.
On what you're signing up for. And what? And here's why I found the mistake on their thing.
Yeah.
It said the amount of money was 0.3. But I thought they were doing something with metric. And 0.3, 30 cents. I thought it was, maybe they're just, I hate metric.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was that. But that's what the key should have been to tip me off.
It wasn't exactly correct. Yeah.
It wasn't 30 cents. It was 0.3.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a mistake on there. You just got to find it in the puzzle. So warning that I've been getting emails from American Express and everybody else on all the different frauds that are out there.
Yeah, be careful.
And places that you buy stuff from online and all of that stuff. So
hey, I'm still frozen. I still have everything frozen from the last time that this big breach of all these Social Security numbers were hijacked. Yeah. I froze my credit with all the major agencies, and you can unfreeze it when you want to apply for credit, but I'm not looking to do that. But I froze it, and I thought to myself, why isn't it always frozen? And then if you want to buy something, you can unfreeze it. You can still use your Amex. You can still use this other stuff, but people can't open new credit when you freeze.
Right.
It doesn't give them access. And I just thought, why do they make it so it's open all the time? Instead, close it all the time. And then if you want to open it, then open it.
Yeah, but they changed my password. I have a temporary
one. Oh, they do all that.
I haven't gone to. I'm waiting until I may try to use the temporary password and change it tonight. But
yeah,
it's a lot of work. And here's another thing. It's a lot of work. I didn't buy a phone this time around.
You're kidding me. You always get the new iPhone.
Year.
Yeah.
I've never not done it.
Yeah.
I have 15 iPhones, and I bought the new one every year. For ever how many
why
times
didn't you buy it?
There wasn't enough to change. I didn't see that there was enough difference in this, and I just paid it off.
Yeah.
And I said, there's just not enough change for me. It takes a day of my life away from me when
to
I change.
Switch it over.
Oh my God, to get all the pictures. I have a zillion pictures.
Yeah. It's a hassle.
And a lot of them in the cloud, but a lot of them are still in here. Mm-hmm. I have music that's in here. And every time you change over, some of it doesn't transfer over because it doesn't.
For whatever reason, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a pain in the butt. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to have that pain in the butt. Now, today, they came out with iOS 18.1 or something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, with artificial intelligence.
Ooh, are you getting it? Did you get
it? Part one of two. It does work on iPhone, the new one, and then it works on the one before. And I have the one before. So number one in the photos, it's now got an eraser. Like here was a picture of a car, and there were these two lines on the street in front of the car. Well, that were distracting. So I was able to get the eraser and go zit, 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 and those lines disappeared.
So it's awesome.
So it's got an eraser on there where you can get rid of things in pictures that you don't want.
So if you wait a minute. So if I were to get a divorce, I could go back and erase my wife
There's
from
a better
all
program
the pictures
for that, but you could. Yeah, you can erase erase things or erase somebody who's photobombing you.
Yeah, that's you pretty know, handy. I mean,
mostly you have to cut out to do that. But anyway, that's one thing I know it does. There are other things. There's the big thing, you can record phone calls.
Oh, I want that.
But you do notify as soon as you hit that button. It's in the top left of the screen. You know, it says who you're talking to.
It says it's recording.
In the top left, there's a red button.
Yeah.
You hit it. And as soon as you hit it, it says recording. And it tells that, it says that to the person that you're recording.
How far?
I don't know if you can do it before the phone call. You know, you hit it, and then the person hadn't answered yet. It's going to be recording when they answer. I haven't experimented with it that much yet.
So it goes back to the what, the 15?
It goes to notes. The phone, iPhone 15.
iPhone 15. So I can't do it. I got 13 mini. That's how long it's been.
No, because your chip in there is not smart enough.
Got you.
You've got faster chips. Mm-hmm. But, man, that's a cool feature.
I like that feature. And I don't know if I like the fully editable photo feature, because how do you
know? That's been kind of Google Photos.
I don't like it because I don't know what's real anymore.
That's beyond. I mean, there's a picture. Oh, there's just so many examples already of there's one that this guy Donald Trump at McDonald's working on the ice cream machine with a screwdriver.
Oh. I saw that.
You know, that was really nice. Looks more like a cartoon. But no, there's real snow. Yeah. This AI thing, just this week, you know, everybody knows the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, yeah, Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee from 1958.
Old one. That's been redone so many times.
But it's been around forever in its original form. She was 13 years old when that song. And it was number one only recently. I think last year was the first time it ever actually went to number one.
I did not know that.
Played in regular rotation as you get near Christmas. So what they've done is they got the original recording. They kept all the music on it. They kept the background singers.
Mm-hmm.
And they stripped off Brenda Lee's vocal. And with her permission, the AI machine learned the Brenda Lee voice.
Mm-hmm.
The 13-year-old Brenda Lee singing. And so it's able to do the song now in Spanish. And you can hear it on YouTube. And it sounds good to me. And I've not had anybody in Spanish tell me that, you know, they didn't get it right or it doesn't sound right. So think about the possibilities of that.
Yeah.
That they can put out all these songs now that were English songs and put them out in Cantonese and every other thing that the AI knows how to do. Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's insane. I want to go listen to it now. Now
and then you can, it's called, I can't remember now in Spanish, but just put Brenda Lee Spanish
Rocking around
the Christmas Tree. It's on YouTube.
All right, I'll look it up.
There are a great number of finally some shows to watch on TV and on the streaming services. I just watched the first two episodes of season two of Lioness. And it's with Zoe Saldana and Morgan Freeman as the president.
Oof.
And Nicole Kidman as a CIA boss, and Taylor Sheridan is from his world. He directed and star and is in this one as the old soldier in episode one of season two, and that was about the fastest moving kick butt show I've seen in a long time. That first hour.
I'm writing it down because
She got kidnapped and they couldn't send the army because it's in Mexico, but they did send gray men, which is,
I know who you're talking about.
They are special forces.
Yeah.
On uniform, that type of stuff. CIA spooks.
What is the
network? It's on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. Okay.
Now Tulsa King is ramping up toward its big finale. In season two, season one and two are great. You can binge those on Paramount Plus. Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The CBS show that's also, I'm giving you the Paramount Plus things.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
I'm writing all this down because I forget.
Tracker TV show is really high end. They do a good job. This guy tracks missing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what his story is. I mean, he seems like he can certainly take care of himself physically.
Yeah.
But it's well written. It's really
okay.
You know, nice little 40-something minutes. I'm not in love with the new NCIS Origins.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it today or tonight. I'm not in love with it.
Okay.
I'm not in love with it. Matlock,
is it any good?
But a lot of people really like it.
Do you like it? It's with... Kathy Bates, right?
Kathy Bates, yes. Yeah. I don't really like procedurals all that much. I'm enjoying the new season of FBI and FBI Most Wanted. Law and Order SVU is always solid to me.
Yeah.
There's a new series coming. Well, there's right now on Hulu and Disney Plus. It's called Road Diary. And it's, if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you've probably already seen it.
Oh, yeah.
No way a Bruce Springsteen person could stay away from that documentary. It's, you know, fantastic, the access that it had. There's a boy band thing coming that's in the next 2 weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be really good. There's just a lot of good stuff.
Well, I'll throw
Doctor
in...
Doctor Odyssey is sort of stupid.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. Is it dumb?
I'm still watching it. I'm kind of, okay. But...
I have a couple on Apple that are good. They're sequels.
I haven't been to Apple in a long time.
Oh, go.
I have no idea what they're doing.
Okay, go. They're bringing back some shows that you might have seen, like...
The Morning Show I love.
Okay, so they've brought back a bunch of sequels. I'll have to check on that one. But Shrinking, which is the one with Harrison Ford, they have a season two just started. Bad Sisters, which was great. If you never saw the first one, it's about these sisters that conspire to murder a bad husband, and he dies in the meantime. Nobody kills him, but he dies. And it's a whole story. There's season one and two now, just came out. And, of course, all the people that like Steve Martin and Martin Short in Murders in the Building, Only Murders, their season four, I think, is out right now, too. But
murder mysteries have never been my thing. I like playing out murders, like the NCIS stuff. But
yeah, this is
about some of those things. They're almost like plays to me. And
yeah, it is. It's a little goofy like that. And
some things you just have to be in. I like, and if I'm really going to watch TV,
mm-hmm.
I generally want something that's pretty escapist. I'm not into sitcoms. The new Reba show has done well, but I'm just totally not into stuff like that.
I
like these Lioness shows. And
well, I was going to ask you, since you brought up Nicole Kidman, I think it's called Perfect Couple on Amazon. Have you seen that?
I bailed out. Yeah, I didn't.
Not good?
I didn't
finish that. All right.
Trying to think of other things I might have. You know, these things, they kind of go in. They're like cotton candy.
Yeah, I agree.
You sort of consume them. And
then they're gone.
Then they make me mad when they take, you know, Yellowstone's coming back November the 10th. I am curious about how that's going to wrap up in its five episodes. But with Tulsa, they're bringing out one a week every Sunday. And I just wish they'd bring them all out at
Yeah,
one
just
time.
Play them all.
But
just
they learned that it was better for them if they brought it out every week.
Hey, if you want some real garbage, Love is Blind. Watch that. It's trash. It's on Netflix. Okay. It's just trash.
There was something else on Netflix. You know, Netflix has so much material.
They do. They really do.
You know, they've got, you can't find, you don't know it's there until somebody tells you that it's there.
And then you got to go find it. You brought up a good point with Apple. You said you haven't been there for so long. They took forever to produce something new, it felt like. And then all of a sudden they put
all of a sudden the barn door opened and they put a bunch of stuff on there.
Yeah.
I was watching that space show.
Yeah.
When they were going to Mars or wherever they're going.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know. But
Silo?
Yeah, I mean, I had to narrow things down.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch a couple of movies. I can't remember which one I watched. God, I couldn't believe it. It'd been so long, you know, things. But you can go into a deep dive on YouTube. And I did today. I was doing something on Phil Collins. No reason, but just there's a lot of material on Phil Collins. If you like his music, and better quality all the time.
Okay, you made me think of another one.
Been giving out whole shows.
Oh, really?
From South America. Whole shows in good quality. There's a Beatles documentary that's coming out soon on one of them, either Disney Plus or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out in the next month or so. But there's they're dumping a lot of their new stuff out there. And I really enjoyed and you know, they got to do something to help themselves, and I don't know what it is, but not everybody. The numbers are just not. They're certainly not Super Bowl-ish for the World Series this time.
I wanted
Dodgers and Yankees. It turned out to be the Yankees are just a lead balloon, unless after we speak here, they've done something remarkable.
First three
games were unremarkable.
Didn't Brad Paisley do the
national anthem on the first one?
On game one, yeah, beautiful. That was the only one I watched, and that's the only reason
I
watched it.
Did you watch the whole one?
No, I just watched that part. I really didn't watch the game at all.
Man, it was one of the fantastic finishes of all time.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
When he hit that grand slam, That was a wow of the captain.
I mean, you do watch baseball for that. I mean, it's great you got to see it. I was going to bring this up. This is an interesting story. It's on Netflix too. It's called The Woman of the Hour. It's Anna Kendrick on the dating game story. It's supposed to be a true story. There's a dating game killer, and they let him on to the dating game back in the day. And they didn't know his background was.
I've heard something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very creepy and very.
But you just can't afford. I mean, you really. I mean, it's costing me a bundle to do Hulu and Disney Plus, and that's cost $15 a month or whatever.
I wonder how much you spend on that. I mean,
I think I'm still paying for Apple Plus.
So that's $9.99.
Paramount Plus, because I actually use that. I'm doing Netflix.
Okay, hang on. I want to figure this out. So you got.
If it's anything else, I'm not. I'm doing Peacock, but it's not bad. Expensive, you know, something with it.
You do Amazon?
I do Amazon Prime.
Okay,
yeah,
I got you in there. What else do you do?
So, I mean, what am I not doing? I don't know.
Do you do Netflix too? You said Netflix.
I do Max somehow because I thought AT&T is still giving me that for free, but maybe not.
Okay, so I'm just adding those in as I go. So you're up to about...
Nothing I'm not doing. It's not nothing. I got it all.
And you got Apple too?
Yeah, I think so.
You're spending probably $50 to $60 just in those.
Maybe close to 100.
Yeah, by the time you add any of the Amazon.
That's all 15.
Amazon 15.
But you know, I mean, it's always something I don't have that I need to watch.
That is me too. I got an antenna to boycott. I got a digital antenna, which, by the way, has a fantastic picture because it's digital. The signal's digital.
It does. I watch some of the football games.
Yeah.
On YouTube TV, and I never watch them on TV.
Yeah.
I watch them on my computer.
Yeah.
And man, I feel like I'm there.
It's weird. Yeah.
4K or whatever.
Yeah, it's very lifelike, no doubt about it. But for some of the stuff like ESPN, and to get those, you have to have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
To get them, and I can't pick them up with an antenna. So every year I go through that YouTube TV or Sling, and I get it for a couple months, and then I dump it. That's
To get ESPN, Disney owns everything in college.
Mm-hmm. They do. Yep.
Now the pros are still sort of separated out. And I'm not even talking about basketball and hockey. I'm talking about football.
Yeah.
And I know some people that have been binging. This is on Netflix now. This is a Fox show called The Resident.
The Resident.
And a lot of people have really gotten into that. There's a lot of seasons. I love Lily Goes to Paris or whatever it's called there with Bill Collins' daughter.
Emily. Isn't it Emily?
Emily in Paris or something.
Lily, come on.
It's not for everybody.
All right.
I like Paris. And so to me, I enjoy
seeing
it, you know, and I enjoy the locales there. And I don't know. And Madam Secretary is a show that's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch the whole. The Diplomat.
Great.
That was really good with Kerry Russell.
I saw that.
That's coming up. Season two is like any day now.
Oh, it's great. If you haven't seen season one, catch up real quick so you can get to season two.
Yeah, do that. And same way with Lioness. That's on Paramount.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it.
But they've got, you know, they just got so much content. A lot of it is caca, you know, that's on here, though. But there's enough stuff you can say, well, I haven't watched that. I started watching The Rookie. I think it was The Rookie. That was on, maybe on Netflix. Bosch is on Prime.
Oh, that was great.
That's still one of the great series. Supposed to be a new Bosch coming out at some point.
Really?
But I don't know when. The Crown is on Netflix. Diplomat is the new season coming soon. I've never watched The Lincoln Lawyer, but there are people that are all into that.
Yeah, my wife wants to watch it.
Everybody's got their own thing, you know, that they get into. Seinfeld is on Netflix.
Oh, I love Seinfeld.
Oh, I did watch this movie finally, Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Was that good?
It was.
Okay,
ridiculous.
I got the same George Clooney, Brad Pitt with wolves.
I still hadn't watched that yet.
Terrible.
Okay.
Just terrible. My wife and
we
both looked.
Time with that.
Yeah, we both looked at each other and thought, this is garbage.
I did watch the documentary America's Sweethearts Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Series.
Yeah, I'll commit
to that.
I feel
bad about myself for watching that, but. You know, you got to do what you got to do. And,
Jimmy.
You know, there's just so many different, there's a lot of material, but then sometimes you get, I was not going to do this and I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
And I'm still not going to do it. But I know a lot of people on Netflix that really have gotten into the Menendez brothers.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
There's something about me that says I'm not going there.
Did you cover it? Is that what it is? Because I feel
I don't know what it is. I don't care. I don't want to know it about them.
I just feel like it happened during our lifetime, so I don't need to see it again. A couple of
quick shows if you've never, and I'm just kidding. I don't want to give them any time just to.
All right, fine. Be that way.
Queen of the South is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
That was a great series about a female drug cartel person. That whole series. Man, that's a 10 on a 10 scale.
Okay.
This is I wanted them to make more of this one. They didn't. Have you ever seen the guy? He's from The Sopranos and Steve and Bruce Springsteen's band.
No.
Whatever the guy's name is. Lilyhammer. Oh, my God. You got to watch that. It's The Sopranos Go to Norway.
Yes. I know you're talking
about. It's a crazy series, and it's really, really good. Lilyhammer. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Designated Survivor was disappointing. I tell you a series
It's Steve Van Zandt. Van Zandt is who you're thinking.
That Lilyhammer is fantastic.
Yeah.
The Bodyguard was a great series, too. They're going to make.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
And Longmire. You ever see that?
No, but I heard it was good, and it's got some great people in it.
It's kind of I don't even know how to describe it. It's like it's a little bit of Yellowstone, a little bit of McCloud, if anybody remembers that.
Yeah.
Good.
You talking about the one with Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that's really good.
And the guy that plays Gibb's father in NCIS Origin was Longmire. That was a great series.
Yeah.
And a lot of people loved Monk. That's on Netflix.
I like the actor
Dexter,
in that.
I had a daughter that loved Dexter. I couldn't get into that. Narcos, I think I saw that a little bit. So Olivia Rodrigo, if you know anybody that's really into her, that just started this week, her concert film.
That's interesting.
There's a lot, it's fall. This one, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, and even the pay stuff, they're doing the same thing TV used to do, right? When the fall rolls around, they release the stuff. So that schedule stayed true to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I
just watched the documentary, The Murder of Aaron McNair.
I don't even remember that
Steve
story.
Steve McNair, who was the quarterback of Titans, Tennessee Titans, he got murdered by his girlfriend.
Yeah, crazy, just crazy.
Jaws is still on there.
Oh, and don't forget the Lacey Peterson story. If you want to watch that, you can watch.
I don't
either. as much appeal
as
none.
There's just a lot to watch. Hopefully, we gave people. Oh my God, that's like a bad quarter just came back. The Tiger King.
Oh gosh! Just keep spare me.
Such a rage.
Spare me.
Such a
rage. Oh my God! I wonder. You know, it's funny because I look at some of these shows that come out, and I can't remember if that was during COVID. I think it was.
Yes,
maybe
it was
before. But a lot of the shows that I watched during COVID, I come back now to watch. I don't enjoy them as much. For some reason, while we were in COVID, it felt like
when you were held hostage like that.
Yeah, it was really something to do, and now it's like I got other stuff to do. But yeah, those are some good things.
Get this election over with, and when we talk again, it will be over.
All right, good. I got Lioness, I got Tulsa King, and I got Tracker. Those are my three. Those are my three that I'm going to go after. Jimmy, until we do it again next week, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.